Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
Realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Gordon's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a couple of years. He's the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, as well as The Coming Collapse of China, which is a book that I revere very much. And while many of you have seen him on television, he's a fellow contributor to Forbes with me at Forbes.com, and he's our good friend, Gordon Chang. Welcome back to the
show. Well, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Gordon, we had you on our list of folks to get you lined up before the dust up between North Korea and Sony, and now North Korea and America. You're an expert in this area. You're an Asian expert and a rim expert, not just China. As most people know, Sony Entertainment made a movie called The Interview, which is about the assassination of the sitting president of North Korea. Right, Gordon?
That's right. The Interview is two American journalists recruited by the CIA to kill Kim Jong-un, who is the ruler of North Korea. And it's also about how democracy comes to North Korea. So that's the other part of the story.
It's an inflammatory piece. It is talking about the assassination of a sitting head of state, which I don't think Americans would like a film. If somebody made one about President Obama, I wouldn't like it. And so, but the second part you were talking about, it's a double damaging effect, isn't it, Gordon? The movie.
You know, first of all, I know a lot of people criticize this movie because it does talk about Kim Jong Un, but we got to remember that the removal of a tyrant, no matter how it's done, is a good thing for the world. And so this is I think important. People try to blame Seth Rogen and say the movie is dumb. Well, yeah, maybe the movie is dumb, but that's not the point on so many different levels.
Right.
Because here we defend, as you point out, this is an attack on not just Sony Pictures Entertainment, also on the United States itself, because this goes to the core of our democracy.
Right.
Having a 10,000 miles away, being able to tell Americans what they cannot
watch. Let's talk about that, because Sony got the picture ready and to release it in the theaters, and the next thing we know, there's a hack. They hack into Sony's computers, and apparently they didn't have work. Apparently, Gordon, I suspect you're about as tech savvy as I am as being a hacker. It sounds like you and I might could have gotten into the Sony records. They released over a period of weeks some pretty damaging stuff for them to sort of as a retaliation to Sony, and then when the movie started coming out, then we got this cyber threat, right?
Yes. The hackers did a number. First of all, they exfiltrated about 100 terabytes of data, including some pretty embarrassing emails. Also, took five of Sony's movies, four of them unreleased, and obviously shared them to peer-to-peer networks, so they began appearing on the internet.
So they stole property.
And, of course, you know, as they've continued on, they have made threats, because essentially what they said was, anyone who goes to this movie is subject to a terrorist attack.
They actually made it sound like that any particular theater you might walk into could be subject to being, you could be shot or blown up or whatever.
Right. They're probably blown up, because they also said that if you have a house near a theater, you might want to leave at the time the movie is shown. So this was a primary threat. It even though I don't think the North Koreans could have carried out mini attacks on theaters on the American
right.
soil.
Right.
Nonetheless, this was an attempt to intimidate, and it was a terrorist act. And clearly, we have the North Koreans plus the Chinese behind it, and that's
right.
really the big issue for us.
Do you think Sony caved unnecessarily?
Well, I think that the theaters and Sony did what most companies would do in their circumstance, which is to do the safe thing. Now, nobody outside of North Korea likes what the theaters and Sony did.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's not up to them to defend the American democracy and the American people. That's up to President Obama.
That's exactly right. But think about this. This is the precedent that's been set. It's never happened before. A corporate America responded to an attack on America itself. It's out and bypassed the. I want to talk about that when we come back, folks. This is huge. What happened the last week or so? 22, right back with Gordon Chang. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.